First, your cell phone can be used to collect a lot of data, including your location, that might be gathered when you're driving or visiting certain stores. But now it's also being used to find out when people go to church. At least one conservative group called Catholic Vote is using the practice known as geofencing here in Wisconsin, hoping the effort drives up votes for Republicans in the November election. Heidi Schlumpf is a national correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Heidi, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, can you explain what groups like Catholic Vote are doing with this practice of geofencing? What kind of data are they gathering from churchgoers here?
Yeah, so in essence, I think what this is a sort of a get-out-the-vote effort. So research shows that church-going Catholics, especially those in white suburban areas, tend to vote Republican. So the GOP wants to get a hold of those voters and their information. But because churches can't engage in partisan politicking, at least directly, geofencing helps them reach these voters surreptitiously, sort of without the church's involvement.
Let's talk about what this geofencing is. This might be news to some people. This happens in retail stores, right? If I show up at a certain store with my phone, even if I don't buy anything, it can register that my phone was there and then attach it to other data. This is the same kind of stuff, but now in a church?
Right. So this is a common technique of mining data, and it's all because we've agreed to use apps that we say can use our location information. So if your phone is on and one of those apps is open, they're able to capture that data. So then marketers may use that data to send ads directly to your device, but they can also cross-reference that data that they've acquired with other data sets. So in this case, maybe voter records, to find out information like Catholic Vote has, that they've found 200,000 voters or 200,000 Wisconsinites who are attending church regularly three times in the past 90 days. And by cross-referencing that data, they discovered that half of those people are not registered to vote.
And you write that Wisconsin is one of a handful of targeted states, right?
Right. So what they're seeing is that that those kinds of states, such as Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, these were important states in 2016 and look to be important states in 2020, and of course have a large percentage of Catholic voters as well.
And can you tell us a little bit about the group Catholic Vote? How do they tend to lean politically?
Yes. So Catholic Vote is definitely a conservative Catholic organization. On their website, they list a number of issues that they care about, but in the end, it comes down to three that they find to be the most important. And that tends to be abortion, gay marriage, and what they call religious freedom. So these are the culture war issues that many Catholic organizations target, especially when they get involved politically.
Now, just knowing that someone's been in a church because their phone was there is one thing. How then does this get bundled into a get out the vote campaign?
Yes. So there's data that shows that a large percentage of Catholic churchgoers, so this would be people who not only identify or self-identify as Catholics, but who attend Mass regularly, would tend to vote Republican. So Catholic Vote is claiming that 60 to 70% of Catholic churchgoers would vote that way. So then they can be pretty confident if they've harvested data, again, especially in these white suburban areas, since white suburban Catholic voters went for Trump in 2016. They can be pretty confident that with this geofence data, that if they reach out to these voters, as they're planning to do in what they're calling this massive voter mobilization effort, that if they can get these voters registered and get them to the polls, that they'll help reelect Donald Trump.
Talking to Heidi Schlumpf, national correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, looking at this geofencing, collecting the phone data of people who go into, in this case, Catholic churches as part of a Get Out the Vote campaign. Heidi, Get Out the Vote campaigns are nothing new. I don't think people have a problem with that. But you did hear some concerns raised about the idea that people would have their information about their church attendance collected without their knowledge. What did you hear from people?
Yeah, so I spoke to commentators and ethicists, and they were concerned not only about the lack of informed consent. I mean, I think we've all come to understand that we have very little privacy with our devices these days, but they were outraged that data was being collected at church. So this is supposed to be a sacred space. It's not the same as a mall or a retail outlet. And they don't like the idea of mass goers seen as just like potential subjects for marketing. And I think there was also a lot of negative reaction because this data was going to be used for political purposes, and especially because it was being used to reelect Donald Trump.
Are you going to be following this story more to see if there's going to be pushback from Catholics at churches or church leaders?
Yeah, so there was some outreach to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, who did not have a comment at the time. But I think we will be following this. At the same time, I'm also reporting on stories that are looking at the Catholic left, trying to come together with progressive evangelicals and what's being called the religious left. And all of these groups are trying to reach out to the moderate Catholic voter. So this geofencing effort becomes really important, and I guess we'll find out in November how successful it is or isn't.
And Heidi, this all points out a really important point. I think people over the years have talked about, I'll put it in quotes, the Catholic vote. But there's a lot of variety within the Catholic vote, right?
Right. Catholic vote has been historically important in part because it mirrors the broader electorate so much. Catholics were pretty evenly divided. Early exit polls in 2016 showed that Catholics may have voted for Trump in a majority, but later data showed maybe Hillary. But what we do know is that the white Catholic vote is very different from the Latino Catholic vote and the suburban versus the urban. And again, in certain states, it can be really important. Trump won by only, just under 23,000 votes in Wisconsin. So if Catholic Vote, the organization, can ID these voters in Catholic parishes that they're pretty sure are going to vote for the GOP, they could be effective.
And bringing things back to geofencing before we wrap up, you mentioned that people were raising ethical and moral concerns and kind of theological concerns about doing this in a church. But it sounds like this technology where retailers or whoever can know where we are and what we're doing if we have our phones on us, there's no legal questions being raised, right?
Not that I know of at this point. So again, it's not done with the consent of the church. It's something that can be done by going around that. So I don't think that it does touch that issue of the Johnson Amendment where churches can't be involved in politics. The churches, the parishes themselves are not involved.
Heidi, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Heidi Schlumpf is a national correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. She joined us to talk about how at least one conservative group, Catholic Vote, is using cell phone data to identify frequent churchgoers in Wisconsin, people they plan to target with political messaging.